William Barrow, director of CSU's Cleveland Memory Project, describes the significance of his great-uncle's Euclid Avenue driving range.
You know, I think it was probably just part of the uncertainty about what was going to happen to that land as the mansions came down. But as the transition from the showplace of America, Millionaire's Row sort of place, to what we see today was occurring, I'm sure there were a lot of mansions in decline, others were torn down and the lots were just bare. I mean, I'm sure it was a transitional zone, and filling it in with a low-level money maker like a driving range was probably just a one response to that opportunity.